Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. It's a back-to-work Monday, and if you're like me, and like many of us in the audience, we're already swimming in email. Maybe email we didn't get to at the end of last week, maybe even email that came in over the weekend, and certainly the flood of email that starts most Monday mornings. We're drowning in email. It's been a problem for years and years. I've been complaining about it forever, but I never really knew of a better solution than constant email. Workplace collaboration platforms like Slack and Microsoft Teams only seem to make the problem worse. We're just moving things that would have been email messages into pings in Slack or Teams that require even more immediate action than email does. So what's the solution to the over-communication, the overburdened, the overwhelmed knowledge worker? Well, one author, Cal Newport, in a new book suggests the idea of office hours, similar to what's used commonly in academia by professors. Instead of email or Slack or Teams, instead of a knowledge worker being always available to be messaged and have their attention demanded by a colleague, Newport suggests that companies set up office hours. Individuals set up hours in the day or in the week where they'll be available to answer questions, to respond to inquiries, to field clarification questions, status updates, whatever, any question really. But these office hours are set on a set schedule. It could be certain days and hours during the week. It could be a certain hour every day. Companies who have implemented office hours leave it up to each individual knowledge worker or employee to determine just how many office hours in the week they need to make available to their colleagues and when these office hours will be, and then to adjust them if need be. If they're, say, a subject matter expert in a critically important piece of technology, say, for their organization, they may need more office hours available to their colleagues than, say, someone else who's largely working on their own most of the time. But the idea is if you want to contact someone to ask them a question outside of their office hours, well, you're out of luck. You simply have to wait until the office hours come up again. It's a really interesting concept. I'll post a link to an article in Fast Company that describes the idea in the show notes. And I wonder if it's something you could consider in your own organization as well. Setting up dedicated times where you're available to be communicated with or field questions from your colleagues, and leaving the rest of the time available for you to concentrate on your own work. It's a really interesting concept. I hope you'll think about it this week. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.